Kimmy Couric wonders how far the pendulum will swing. Living in what's become a very hypersensitive world, the mother of two says her daughters are upset and disappointed that they can't wear their Halloween costumes to school Monday. And she's not alone, with a Tay Shores public school mother even starting a petition to allow others to voice their concerns about the decision to ban Halloween costumes in local schools in favor of Orange and Black Spirit Day. My eldest daughter Sophia has a Queen of Hearts costume she was excited to show off, Couric says of her 10-year-old daughter who's in grade 5, while her 8-year-old daughter Emma planned to dress up as a ghost. No one asked the kids how they feel about this. I'm sure if a vote was actually held, a vast majority of parents would want them, costumes in schools. Kira Lettinen, who started the aforementioned petition to voice her concerns, says children do not need to suffer any more than they have over the past several years, and points out that children have been able to dress up as their favorite characters for generations. Please help us in trying to keep this tradition alive, she says. It is concerning that the freedom of expression is being taken away from all children and participating adults in schools. Having fun and being creative with ability to be whom they want to be for one day a year is something we all remember from being a child. And schools have also addressed what's acceptable in the past, so parents should already know what to expect, according to Couric. As examples, she says parents would know not to send their children with costumes that depict blood and gore or something that might be culturally insensitive, like an indigenous headdress. And Couric notes that while the school might say it's an affordability issue, Halloween costumes can be purchased used through stores like the Salvation Army and the Restore. They can also be made at home with items already in the house, she adds. If affordability was the issue, we could have a costume drive, Couric says. Some schools, like St. Anthony Daniel Catholic School in Victoria Harbour, have a costume coat rack that allows students to select a donated costume to wear on Halloween. But the move isn't limited to the Midland Penetanguishene area. At least one public board school in Barrie is also adopting an Orange and Black Spirit Day to avoid any Halloween controversy. Simcoe County District School Board Communications Manager Sarah Kekowich said it's up to the discretion of the principal to determine which spirit days they will participate in as a school. Determination for participation in spirit days, such as Halloween, is based on the principal's first-hand knowledge of their school community. This includes an understanding of the socioeconomics, safety and culture at the school. Kekowich says, adding that Midland, Penetanguishene area schools are acknowledging Halloween with an orange and black themed day and individual classroom activities such as pumpkin carving. Staff strive to create inclusive environments where all students feel a sense of belonging. Ultimately, if a school-based celebration would preclude students from participation, staff will offer alternate opportunities such as Orange and Black Day and/or school-wide or classroom activities. But that brings us back to the board's decision to implement an Orange and Black Spirit Day. What seems hypocritical for Couric is the fact many parents will actually have to go out and buy orange and black clothing. She says that while many children have Every Child Matters t-shirts, she doesn't think it's right to wear a shirt that symbolizes something else, since it would diminish the importance of that message. Couric says it's not fair to today's children that decisions like this one are being made by adults who were able to wear their costumes to school when they were children. She adds, it's so sad and wrong for the kids, she says. If we're taking Halloween from the kids because of this, do we cancel Christmas as well? There has to be a line.